Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Trim Radio Network. And of course, I am Michael Bejas. I am the producer for Money and Change, coming up here in just a second. And we broadcast live all over the world. So you come on over to the Trim Radio Network, visit us, you could shop, you could text us right off of the main page. And if you want to be a part of the Trim Radio Network team, all you have to do is message us and we'll show you how easy it is to do. Anyway, this song right here, Jesse J, price tag is covered under our BMI music license 6105-1658. And any of the opinions expressed by our host, co-host, guest, myself, and others is not necessarily that of the Trim Radio Network, its owners, managers, or others. And any information that we share is not to be considered to be used as advice. We inform, we don't advise. We always expect you to contact and always converse with your health or medical professional, and we absolutely do not hold any liabilities whatsoever. We want you to do your own research, and that's about it for that. Anyway, we have a call-in number, 803-866-1667. You call in, give us your opinion, no cussing, no cursing, and that's all we ask. And without further ado, I am going to give you to Stu.
Hey, Michael, boy, I'll tell you what. You know, we had our problems with good old Microsoft doing an update last Wednesday. And it took us, what, 2.5 hours to get things redone. And then I just go to get back on this. And I thought I had everything set up. And the camera is not working. Thank you, Microsoft.
Yeah.
Anyhow. Oh, it was fun last week. And there's so much stuff that was going on that I had to cover. And it's like somebody's trying to say, get off the air. Don't tell them the truth. Well, you know, that happens. But hey, guys, welcome to Money and Change / Financially Prepped. And you're on the Trim Radio Network. And I'll tell you what, we've got some really great shows on the Trim Radio Network. You just listened to good old Rascala Stefan on Fishing in Florida show. You've got, of course, tonight, the Money and Change show. You've got Bare Knuckles, the reality, or the Angel Strong show. And then you've got Weekly Music Countdown, Offside, Slobberknockers Radio, Take Point 22 radio show. You've got My World, you've got The Brighter Side, you've got Circle of Q, you got Spiritual Freedom, and you've got Rascala's Red Pill Reality show. Wow. And there's going to be more. So just check in on trimradio.com. And while you're at it, buy some of the merchandise to help keep us on the air. I mean, it really does help. And the more people we have supporting us, the better off we are. But we go worldwide. We just don't stay local in the United States. We actually go worldwide. That's why we're on the web. And I've got listeners in Myanmar, India, South Africa, Europe. I've got listeners in North America, Canada. And I think I've got some in Japan. As long as they know English, we're good. I don't know a lot of other languages except for maybe a little bit of German and a little bit of Swahili, which will get me in trouble. And it's amazing how you learn foreign languages. It really is. But anyhow, we're trying to cover a lot of financial news all across the United States and the world. And I'll tell you what. It's starting to get really hairy out there, if you know what I mean. Here's a bald guy telling you about hair. Hey, this is the way that I've been doing things. I had a lot of research last week on bank collapse, both on the East Coast and the West Coast of the United States. And there's been a lot more things going on. And I'm trying to cram all of this in my brain so I can understand it, so I can pass it on to you. We were going to have a setup where you could actually see the articles online as I discuss those articles. But thanks to Microsoft's updates, they come out about an hour before the show. And I swear they're trying to screw us up. And that caused problems last Wednesday. We had a little snafu just before this show, and the camera is not allowed to be hooked up. Well, that's okay. I don't have a beautiful face anyhow. I have a face only a mother would love, and then she'd question it. But anyhow, let's get on to it. Michael always does his disclaimer, so I have to do mine. The information contained in this presented material is from the posting of news agencies on the internet and are not necessarily the views or opinions of the owners of this program. Nothing in this show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. You should always do your own research and consult with professionals. We are not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast. Now, we always do shout outs before we really get into the meat of the matter here. And a big shout out to the Trim Radio Network. And I've been doing the shows for quite a while on a couple different networks, and I'll tell you what, the Trim Radio Network is the bomb. I love it. Michael and I work well together, especially when we can get Microsoft to get their act together so my camera and sound system work. But we've been doing this for quite a while, and I enjoy doing it. I don't get any money back to me. It all goes into the radio station. I'm doing this as a favor to you. I want to help you try to weather the storm here. And we're about to get into some rocky storm weather. Okay, University of Findlay. Big shout out to the University of Findlay, www.findlay.edu. They have a great degree program there with a bachelor's degree, master's degree, and a doctorate even, actually several doctorates. And it's a great school, great facilities, great professors, great president, Kathy Fell. She is fantastic. She really is. And the campus in Findlay, Ohio, has actually three campuses associated with the University of Findlay. One is their HAZMAT, or Hazardous Materials Campus. The other one is the equestrian campus for pre-veterinarian students and equestrian studies. And then, of course, then the main campus. And a lot of great people are there, great students. And they have students from all over the world come to the University of Findlay. Why? It's a great place. Findlay's a great town. So check them out at www.findlay.edu. I got to give another shout out. Boy, I guess Xavier University's basketball team, the Musketeers, are really doing well. I guess they were rated number 3 in the country in basketball. And I'll tell you what, I did my master's work there. Great school, great facilities, great professors. I luck out. I go to some pretty good schools. And Xavier was really good when I was there. And it's continued to grow, continued to get a lot better. And they're very, very good in the School of Business, School of Education, and a host of others. I mean, they are really good. Check them out at Xavier University in Cincinnati, Ohio. And they are in the NCAA, and I don't know if they're going to be in the Sweet 16 or not in basketball. I have a feeling that they will be. At least I hope they will be. They were rated number 3 as the season ended. So I'm hoping that they will go a lot higher. They have a very good basketball program, very good coaches, very good students. One little secret about Xavier University, though, I will pass on. They have a nun that keeps an eye on the basketball players. And if you're not doing well, you're not studying and doing what you're supposed to do, she is on you like a hawk. She's been doing that for years. She keeps an eyeball on every student athlete. If you're not doing well in your studies, she'll make sure that you study. Trust me. I don't know if she carries a big baseball bat or a steel ruler or what, but she basically makes the players behave. And that's a good thing. They're there to get an education first. Sports is secondary. Big shout out to Rusty Ducks Custom Pens. And Phil over at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens has some fantastic pens. I've put them on the website several different times. He's got his own Facebook page, Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. And I'll tell you what, he does some awesome work. Michael and I both have his pens. And Michael had some artwork that he wanted Phil to do for him. He did it. Beautiful pen. They come out perfect. I mean, they are beautiful. And Michael will attest to it. I will attest to it. Not only that, but trade shows in Japan will attest to it. Also, down at Disney World down in Florida, he did some work for them. So he does a lot of good work with designing and producing these pens. And I'll tell you what, if you have a college, university, business, whether it's big or small, and you want to honor somebody, some student, some professor, some client that you have, get a hold of Phil at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens. And that's on Facebook. Just search it, Rusty Ducks Custom Pens. Check it out, because I'm sure that you're going to love what he's done. Big shout out to Money and Change. Of course, it's always 7 o'clock p.m. in the U.S. of A. And every Sunday night at 7. And we cover a lot of different things. Hopefully, we can save you some money. Hopefully, we can get you ready for any nasty things that may happen between now and September. Also, My World Life Laugh and Whatever on Wednesdays at 8 p.m. And if we get the video section worked out here in the next couple of days, then we'll be ready for Wednesday. I'm sure we can do that. But we talk about anything and everything. Fun stuff, serious stuff, you name it, we cover it. Big Family Homestead with Brad and Krista out in Wisconsin. It's getting to go into the mud season in Wisconsin. They have the snow and the ice and everything. And when it gets into April, and we're getting close, it becomes the mud season. And that's just one thing that they have to put up with. Here in Ohio, they didn't have to put up with it that much. We don't have much of a mud season, but they do out in Wisconsin. Check them out. They have a great show. They're great people. I've known them for years. Also, Southern Prepper 1, Dave Kobler. Check him out on YouTube. I wouldn't recommend these people if they weren't worth checking out, because I'll tell you what, they are good people. And Dave is having boots on the ground, like I've been talking about for the last, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 months. And people call in to the show, or they send him stuff, and they talk about problems in the economy. What's happening? What's going on? And then David does some on his own, and he's talking about prepping and how to get ready for maybe a financial collapse. We don't know. We can't tell the time or the date. I think that was a biblical phrase. You'll neither know the time or the date when I will return. Well, we've also got Danny and Wanda King down at Deep South Homestead down in Wiggins, Mississippi. You got to check them out. They're great people. And they're in the midst of planting crops in Wiggins. Also, Prepper Nurse One with Ed Carswell. He's developing a site down in West Virginia and getting used to everything in West Virginia. The warmer weather, of course, than the mud. And the weather that they have is a lot better than northern New York, where he originally lived. Also, Canadian Prepper with Nate. Nate likes to get into some stuff a little bit more serious. He likes to present a lot of gloom and doom. And it's there. It's factual. But I'll tell you what, it's kind of scary. And he likes that stuff. I like to look at things a little bit more positively. like we're positively probably going to be in trouble. I'm not gloom and dooming it, but I'm telling you, from what I've seen the last 2 weeks, things are starting to get a little sticky out there. I've been putting up some stuff on Money and Change / Financially Prepped on our Facebook page. And you need to check that page out because I keep posting more and more videos or news events that's pertinent to what's going on. And I'll tell you what, it gets scary. Every time I check things out, I always find things that are scaring me a little bit. I don't get scared, okay? I get concerned, I don't get scared, but I had a video that came up and it was about, we have 14 days from yesterday. So I guess that makes it 13 days, but we have 14 days to prepare for some type of a financial problem. Now you noticed last week, I was going to bring up the SVB Bank, Silicon Valley Bank, and I was going to talk about their problems and what had happened. And it has to do with liquidity. In other words, you have to have so much money on hand to cover the needs of your customers. And if you don't have, you have a liquidity problem. And they had invested in some stocks or other items, and the interest rates were like about 2%. And now the interest rates are up to 5%. Well, they weren't making any money at 2%. So then they had to figure out, okay, how do we do this? Do we sell off some of the junk stuff that we've got at a lower rate and then buy something or get something to invest in that gives us a higher rate if we can do it? And how can we pay off all of our investors? And that creates a problem. If you went to the bank today and you said, oh, I need $100, they'll give you $100. That's no problem. However, if you went into the bank and you say, I need to cash a check for $3,000 because I have to pay off a person that's doing construction work on my house, they would say, we can't give you the cash. Just go ahead and give him the paper and, you know, write him a check and it'll be covered. But we can't give you the cash. Now, if you want cash, come back tomorrow or the day after and talk to the manager to set up an arrangement where we can get you your cash. Gee, that gets a little scary about 1933-ish, you know? And if I went to the bank and I know the manager, I would go to the main branch where I live. And I do have a person that is a, what they call a personal banker. They kind of help you out with different things. I would probably go to that person. I'd say, hey, we need to have a meeting and we'll set it up. And if I can get it that day, that's fine. I'd go in and say, okay, we have a problem. I need to write a check for $5,000. I've got to pay it out in cash to a guy that's working on my house. If I have to pay with the check, he's going to charge me 5% interest. So I want to be able to pay him in cash and be done with it. Can you help me out? Then that person would have to talk to their boss. Their boss would have to make sure that the money would be available. Because banks only carry so much money in each branch every day. And they would have to get a delivery from either, you know, Brinks or whoever supplies the cash, and they would have to order it. It would have to come in, and then they would have to take care of it. Wow. We never had this problem. Years ago, you could walk into a bank and you could have a check for $2,000, $3,000, $5,000, and no problem. You could go ahead and get your change, or your cash, rather. The big thing is, okay, let's get it out of the bank, because you're opening yourself up to people with greedy fingers trying to grab your money as you're leaving. So you have this problem going on right now. And according to some people, they're saying, oh, you have 14 days until this total calamity is going to happen. Oh, me. Oh, my. The world is coming to an end. Sun came up today. Sun's going down tonight. Pretty nice day here in Ohio. Nice blue sky weather and all that. I don't think it's going to be that bad, because the banks are insured by FDIC, Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, better known as the Fed. But here's the deal. The Fed will only insure you up to $250,000 in deposits. Not a lot of us have $250,000 in deposits, let's face it. Let alone $100,000 in deposits, let alone $50,000 in deposits. But anybody, any business, or anybody with more than $250,000 in the bank is not insured. You're left hanging out there. There's been some talk later on, I think Saturday, that people in Silicon Valley Bank, or SVB, as they called it, would be able to get their money. And that's going to have to be an arrangement between the government and the feds. That's all I can say. By feds, I mean FDIC. But what happens when SVB goes down, and I believe it was Signature Bank, and then later on, I believe Republic Bank is kind of teetering. They're having problems. And that's what's scary. Banks have a tendency to act like dominoes. One falls over, hits another one, it falls over, hits another one, that falls over, and so forth. And you get this domino effect. Well, I like to keep things up on Money and Change / Financially Prepped on our Facebook page. And I had information from Dave on mid-sized banks are worried. Prepper Princess was banks closed and are collapsing, how to protect your money. There's a video there for that. Glenn Beck, pain is coming. Then good old Bill Holter was talking about the financial system and the problems, and that was on Greg Hunter's show. And that video's there. And then I've had other things about, oh, brace yourself for this, that, the other, and the biggest collapse since 2008, and yada, yada, yada. I want to give you guys the information that's out there that you need to make an educated decision. So that's why we do it on Money and Change / Financially Prepped. We usually have four, maybe five, maybe more than that, videos and articles a week that's pertinent to what's happening. Well, what's happening? Well, the national debt clock right now is showing we have a national debt of $31,626,575,000,000 and flying, which is $94,517 per citizen. And for a taxpayer like you and me, we get stuck with $246,686.68 and moving. And I'm looking at it on the usdebtclock.org site. And the U.S. revenue we're only getting in is $4,611,359,000,000 and climbing. And we have all these different tax revenues and so forth. And the unfunded debt or interest is like $3,698,073,000,000. The interest per adult is $14,296. The total U.S. debt, now this is a kicker, is $94,675,868,000,000. Oops, it just went to 869. That's scary. We've got people out of work. We've got people getting money from the feds. We have all these people coming in that are undocumented aliens, and we have to take care of them. Somebody is trying to crash the system. That's all I'm going to say. Well, not really. I've got other stuff to talk about besides that. But it's getting serious. And what's causing all of this stuff? Well, back in 1933, there was the Glass-Steagall Act, and it forced commercial banks to refrain from investment banking activities to protect depositors from potential losses caused by bank speculation in stocks. And Glass-Steagall was largely repealed in 1999. It worked until 1999, then they repealed it, and then everything started to go down the crapper. Now, Michael's probably going to say, now you watch your language. You can't say this. You can't. Okay, it went down the crapper. What we have is a situation with the banks where they are taking your investments or your deposits in the bank, and they are gambling with it. They are making money with it with things like derivatives, where they derive money from some of the things that they do, like bank fees, or hedge funds. And the hedge funds are what people bet on. And that's what's getting scary. They used to have just the regular commercial bank. And they used to have an investment bank, which was a totally separate thing. You could put large money in a investment bank, and then they would manage your funds and grow them through different types of investments. And they did away with the Glass-Steagall Act. And they eventually did the Dodd-Frank Act and so forth, and it just, it's kind of scary. Well, the Glass-Steagall Act was passed in 1933 as separate investment and commercial banking activities in response to the commercial bank involvement in stock market investment. And this mixing of commercial and investment banking was considered to be too risky and speculative, and widely considered to be a culprit that led to a big Great Depression. And banks were thus given the mandate to choose either commercial banking or investment banking. And an exception was allowed with commercial banks to underwrite government-issued bonds. And the Graham-Leach-Bliley Act eliminated the Glass-Steagall Act's restrictions against affiliations between commercial and investment banks in 1999. And then 2008, we had the financial crisis. I'll tell you what, we had something going good, and then 1999, they changed it. And we went back to being, shall we say, greedy again. The bankers would go out and do hedge funds and invest your money without you knowing what they were doing to hopefully make more money. And sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. Sometimes you get the bear, and the other times the bear gets you. We should have never, ever, ever gotten away from the Glass-Steagall Act, because now we're getting the benefits of getting away from it. Well, there's not much benefit. And today I was looking at things for the show, and there was an article on Zero Hedge. Biden in touch with Buffett. Not Jimmy Buffett, the singer. This is Warren Buffett on the banking crisis. And what do you call it when an 80-year-old seeks advice from a 92-year-old? And the answer for this, according to the article, the worst financial crisis since Lehman, which would have been back in 2008. And realizing that the Berkshire Hathaway company had a near record $128 billion in cash at the start of the year, it was more than most countries ever had. And our POTUS had to go talk to Warren Buffett to say, what can I do? And of course, Warren Buffett is 92 years old, probably going to be 93. And he always has a way of making money. A lot of things are going on. Fuzzy Panda on Twitter was saying a large number of private jets landed in Omaha yesterday afternoon. Warren Buffett's place. And the jets flew from headquarters of regional banks, ski resorts, and so forth. And did Buffett just fly all of the regional bank CEOs into Omaha and offer a deal to save the banks? Nobody knows, but at 10 a.m., five jets came in. At 2 p.m., three came in. At 3:30, according to the report, five more came in. 5 p.m., five more came in. 6:15 p.m., six came in. And at 7:30 p.m., three more jets came in. Gee, what were they talking about? You'd love to be a fly on the wall to say, okay, what's going on? There's a problem out there, and the banks have to solve it, because if they don't solve it, what you're going to end up having is one bank flipping over after another, and we've got this domino effect. Almost like the domino effect that was back in 1933. Or 1929, rather. The banks are collapsing. Now, the Fed has to determine whether or not it's going to raise interest rates to slow down inflation, or it's going to have to say, okay, we got to stimulate the economy. We have to stimulate growth and people buying things. If we raise the interest rates, the common guy like you and me, hey, it gets more expensive to live. And so that's when you start getting the $5, $6 gasoline. That's when you start getting $4, $5, $6, $7 a pound hamburger. That's when you start having people not going out to eat because it's too expensive to go out and eat. Maybe a family of four would go to McDonald's and the bill there would be $40.
No, yeah, he did.
I called it.
That's what's scary. You go to an expensive restaurant and it's even worse. I took a friend out and we went to Perkins one time about a month ago. nice restaurant, decent food, and all of a sudden I walked out of there, and between the two of us, the bill was $40. Perkins used to be not that expensive. You might get by with maybe $15, but no, it's almost 40. I meet a friend downtown for lunch. We go into just a small diner. And you might get a hamburger, cottage cheese, and you would get something to drink like iced tea. And the bill would be $15. You go out to Wendy's. It might be $8 or $9. You might go to Arby's. Next thing you know, it's $8 or $9 there. It's getting expensive. Why? Because the costs are going up. The costs have gone up for the feed for the animals, and then to raise the animals, and then to have them processed, and then back out for sale. It's the same thing with everything else. Prices are going up. It's inflation. And people are saying, oh, we don't have inflation. But we do. We have inflation just about everything that we're doing. And that's what's happening. Everybody right now is saying, oh, we are in trouble. There was an article, again, in Zero Hedge. It was talking about CEOs, different places. And this originally came from FT, the Financial Times. And the headline said, this should scare the heck, and I'm paraphrasing that, out of bankers and regulators worldwide. And it said from everyday Joes to the corporate CFOs, men, women, and others are frantically battling a prisoner's dilemma about their banking relationship this weekend. And one guy said, I'm fine if they don't draw their money. And they're fine if I don't draw mine. If people panic and they go into the bank and they say, hey, I want my money, that's one thing, because it snowballs. And when one bank, a local bank, runs out of money, they have to go order it again from another FDIC source. In some cases, it's up in Cleveland, here in Ohio, or Cincinnati. You'll get your money, but it may not be today, it may not be tomorrow, so you have to plan on things. And maybe they're relying on Warren Buffett to help them out a little bit. And probably Buffett will give them some advice. Now, my gut advice to you is, first of all, hopefully you've listened to me for the last 10 years and you've paid down your debt. You have put some money aside. You've bought some long-term food. You have water in storage and you have the ability to preserve it, filter it. You have your medications stored up, away for shelter. You have some long-term survival food, if necessary. Mm-hmm. So, you know, because things, according to Cliff High, and people are saying, who the heck is Cliff High? He's an actuary, and he's also a programmer, and he knows a lot about a lot of things. And he's probably between, I would say, 92 to 95% correct on everything he's called for a long time. And what he's saying is that in May through September, all heck is going to break loose. Everything is going to get topsy-turvy. The only thing that you can really do is prep, pray out, stay out of the way. Make sure you have that extra money to pay your bills. Make sure that you have a way to feed yourself. Make sure you have your medications. Because from May through September, and this is the way that he's calling it, Cliff High, things are going to cut loose and it's going to get nasty. Now, supposedly Tuesday, things will get nasty for Trump because he's supposed to be indicted in New York City, where you could indict a ham sandwich and get a victory. I don't know all what's involved. We'll probably find out. They may decide not to because it opens up a can of worms for everybody in New York State. And I imagine their attorneys will need attorneys to keep them out of jail. But it's, things are going to happen. And this one thing that came up today, you have 14 days to prepare. Wow, 14 days. What can I do in 14 days? Well, what I like to do is this. If I think there's going to be a financial situation, I don't want to panic. I don't want other people to panic. But I want to be able to say, okay, find a plan where you can go to the ATM and you take out a little bit of money each day, knowing that you're going to have to pay your bills with that money if everything goes to heck in a handbasket. And you might have to do that over the next 4 weeks, just a little bit each day to be able to do that, to pay your bills. And hopefully you have enough money to pay bills for 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 months. That's the big thing. And if you have your food, plenty of canned goods, plenty of maybe freeze-dried foods or whatever, and everything stocked up, including your freezers, you shouldn't have a problem. But it could get nasty. And by that, I'm saying, do you have a security system on your house? Do you have cameras? So if you catch them in the act, you can prosecute. Are your locks good? Do you have a dog? And not just a little chihuahua. Those are ankle biters. I mean, let's get with it here. German shepherds are always nice. They like to protect their families. That would be something to have. There are other things that you can do to protect yourself, and I won't go into that now. But if a financial crisis hits, you're going to have to protect yourself and your family. And you're going to have to prep them with food to get them through. Do you have enough toilet paper? Remember the toilet paper shortage. Hopefully you've stocked up in toilet paper. How about Kleenex? That comes in handy. How about paper towels? You know, every time I go out to Sam's Club, I'll say, gee, how many paper towels do we have? How many do I need? What's the toilet paper situation? And I'm counting rolls of toilet paper, rolls of paper towels, boxes of Kleenex. Then I'm looking at calculations in my head. How many rolls of toilet paper do we use in a week? How many rolls of paper towels do we use in a week? Do I have enough rice? Do I have enough beans? Because you can live on rice and beans with the right seasonings in them for quite a while. Do I have enough canned meat? Do I have soups? You know, all the different things. You have to think about this. Maybe that's why I don't sleep at night. But I'm looking at all of the stuff going on, and then I'm finally saying, oh, gee, well, what happens if the dollar goes south? What's going to take its place? Are we going to have a digital currency? And the government says you only get $300 a week and you better spend it by the end of the week? Or we reduce that amount of money? Don't laugh at it. It's been discussed. And that's what's scary. We're entering into a scary time. If you said, well, I want to get precious metals. Last week, gold was something like $1,820. Now it's $1,999 an ounce. It's gone up $70 since last week. And silver is at $22.91 an ounce. It's gone up $1.06. And platinum is at $992.90, and it's up $3.80 as we speak. I mean, I'm telling you stuff right from APMEX.com. And I'm not saying if you're going to get precious metals, you get them at APMEX.com. You can get them at silver.com or Kitco. There are a whole bunch of others. Just don't buy any paper certificates because they're not any good. You might as well take those out to an outhouse and use them to, you know what, with. But like I say, pay down your debt, put some money aside, long-term foods. When you get all that done, if you have anything left over and you want to put it into precious metals, go ahead. Silver is a good place to go. Because silver has a lot of industrial uses. Gold doesn't necessarily have that. And so that's why I'm telling you that if you want to get into precious metals, probably silver is your best bet. And they used to call that poor man's gold. But be able to lock it up. I wouldn't keep it in a bank. I'd find some other place to put it that you know is going to be secure. But there's so much going on in the world, and if we don't get our acts together and we don't hold the politicians accountable and we don't buy judiciously, we could be in a world of hurt. And you can't say, oh, it's just the United States. No, it's the whole world. And the whole world economy will end up collapsing if things really get nasty. Go. Well, what about Ukraine? Well, what about it? If the government is not going good and the economy is not going good, the only thing that countries like to do is say, okay, let's have a war someplace. And we'll restart our war industry, and that'll lead to more development of more jobs and so forth. It's kind of a weird way of looking at it. And that's what's scary. And I'll tell you what, guys, it's not too late to prep. It's not too late to go out to your Kroger's or go to Wally World or going to an IGA or Aldi's and getting canned goods, canned meats, canned vegetables, canned fruits, stocking up on them. I don't care if you get the store brand. In other words, you go to Wally World and you get great value. Some of the great value stuff is as good as the name brands. And I imagine that it's the name brands that can them under the great value name. But if you don't start prepping now in 4 weeks, if what Cliff Heise comes to pass, and people like Gerald Celente and others are saying that we're going to be walking into a meat grinder, well, guess what? If you're not prepped, you're not going to make it. And social agencies are not going to bail you out. Social agencies can only do so much for so long, and then all of a sudden, sorry, we don't have any more food in the food bank. That's what's happening in Cincinnati. Done. That's what's happening in Dayton. I can imagine it's happening in Columbus and Cleveland and Toledo.
I can have one more cup.
So you have to be prepared. You cannot depend on social agencies. You have to depend on yourself.
I front seats.
Prepping, do you have plenty of batteries? Do you have flashlights?
Front seats, back seats,
do you have camping lights? Do you have a way to cook your food if the power goes out? Do you have a charcoal grill? Do you have a propane grill? Do you have a way to keep warm? All this is going to come into play. And I hate to be a doomsayer, but it's starting to get me worried. I said I'm not scared of anything, but I am worried. And if you go on to check out Gerald Celente and the Trends Journal on YouTube, or you check out Cliff High on BitChute, or you check out other people, you know, Dave Kobler, fantastic guy, check him out on YouTube. There are sources on Rumble, BitChute, and other social media sites. Check them out. It's getting scary out there. And I don't want to have all of my listeners getting into trouble. I have explained things for the last 10 years. Be prepared. Because if it doesn't happen in 4 weeks, Cliff High said it would be May through September, and that is not good. So be prepared. Listen to us on My World on Wednesday night, and hopefully we get the camera going again and we can get some things done. But listen to us on Wednesdays at 8 p.m. and again on Sundays at 7 p.m. and we'll help you get through what's about to happen. And with that, that's all I have, Michael.
Yeah, it's going to be ugly. Listen, there's over 200 banks that are in trouble. There's, I mean, we're going to start to see, the dominoes tumble, and here it comes. So take Stu's advice. Canned goods have a long shelf life. So they have a very long shelf life, and you just don't know what's going to happen. And don't be fooled by this, oh, all the reservoirs are filling back on up. You know what? They are way behind for 20 years. Don't think these things are going to fill overnight with just one season. They're not. Water's going to be a hot commodity. South Carolina alone had 70 different streams, rivers, and everything else that are not passing the requirements of particles and everything else that's in them. So, you know, we just can't trust that stuff anymore. And I don't know if it came from Ohio and just, you know, flowed on down here. Who knows? But
we gladly give them out, Michael. We gladly give anybody the particles they need.
Oh boy, and the mortgages and the housing and everything else, it is crashing. And I'm just sitting back waiting. I'm going to watch what happens before I even make a move. I decided to wait, and I'm glad that I did, because you know, I'm sitting with a pretty interest rate and everything else, and everything is just going to, I just don't count on these people. Their deficit, everything that they've said is a lie, and they can't cover it the way that they want to cover it right now. So who knows, but let's just wait and see and prepare. Get three propane tanks. That's my recommendation to you. You could cook baked beans and everything right on the tank and everything else. And, you know, a regular mechanical can opener. Don't get one of those electric things. They ain't going to work if the power goes. So...
Well, hey, now you know what I do. I have three rats, and I put them in one of those wheels.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
And it would generate a little bit, you know, but that would be enough to turn a chicken on a spit. That would be it.
That's right. And, you know, they're so dirty. Now they're saying raccoons and dogs have caused COVID. So, you know, these people are something else.
Hey, if you want to see stupidity, go to Washington, D.C.
Oh, it's at its finest. It's at its finest right there. All right, Stu, well, we're out of here. Don't forget to join us. Don't forget, Take Point 22 is off this week. We'll be back on next week, and we're going to see if we can get a different guest, and hopefully you'll all join us then. Stu Show Well, you know, My World, Live, Laugh, and Whatever is coming up on Wednesday night, 8 o'clock. Don't forget to tune in for that. Thank you for joining us on Trim Radio Network. And God bless you guys. Have a great week. Count your blessings. Be thankful, because this world's getting ugly. So the only thing we can do are be the ones that make the light shine. Anyway, with that, we are out of here. And, well, hopefully we're out of here, right? I believe so, Stu. We're getting there.
We're getting there. We'll see you on Wednesday night.